I paused for a moment because a lot of locals, not a lot, but some locals weren't happy with the work I was doing. They thought, you're killing people's grandma, whatever. But with the COVID activism work I was doing. So I just paused for a moment. But when the Hawaii governor went to the UN and started saying, this is about climate change and it's about climate change and all of this happened because of climate change. And I'm like, that is a complete lie. So I started interviewing arborists. I interviewed almost a 50-year arborist. He was a 48-year arborist at the time. I interviewed a 30-year firefighters and fire captain, and we just talked about how the Maui fire was not normal, and that's when my journey started with the Maui fires.
Just a quick break from your programming, so I can give you a little information about Masterpiece. They are the masters at removing toxins and heavy metals and aluminum and microplastics out of your bloodstream, out of your body. We are being bombarded with this crap from all over the place, and we need to get it out of our bodies. You are more susceptible to every disease imaginable when that's in your bloodstream. And I like Masterpiece. That's the company I endorse. Why? Because they're the only company out there that's actually doing trials to prove to you that their product works. It removes graphene oxide, it removes aluminum, it removes microplastics and all sorts of toxins. You can try yours today as well by going to sarahwestall.com under shop or with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Michelle Melendez coming to the program. I met her at the Red Pill Expo, and she's just really a light spirit, really a good person. She's going to be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo, so I highly recommend that you go to that and see what that's about. She is today going to be talking about the land grab in Maui. A lot of people talked about it. It was a kind of a flash in the pan these days, you know, where something, it's just craziness going on, the Maui fires. And then now that it's done, we have so many other crazy stuff, we forget about it. And I wanted to understand where it's going now. And in hindsight, you see things clearer, right? And she wrote a book about it and what they're doing with this and the land grab behind it and the smart city. We talk a little bit about what a smart city really is. She's very informed on this. And I think some of this you haven't heard, like the people talked about the lasers in Maui, but it's pretty much 100% that it was some kind of military weaponry system that was used. It wasn't this natural fires from the hurricane and stuff. And she'll talk about that, and very 100% because of the way the blue, and she'll explain the blue, there's a blue piece of paper, for example, everything around it was charred and this blue piece of paper made it. It's because the frequency of the weapon, was this blue frequency, and because the blue color had the same frequency as a weapon, it didn't do anything to it. That's the power of frequency. I can't always talk about frequency and how the whole world is moving in that direction. Well, these weapon systems are moving in that, have past tense moved in that direction. And so we're going to talk about that and why Maui, why Lahaina? Why is that such a place that, you know, it's beautiful, but there's other beautiful places. So why there? So we talk about that as well. And her book, The Great Maui Land Grab, you can get it at thegreatmauilandgrabbook.com. And I'll have the link below as well. And it's a good one for you to learn more about the details, because what you hear about in the news is not going to get you to these, especially after the fact, because once the dust settles, these activists who are there have so much more they can share and what's really happening. And it gets us ready for what to prepare for or to look for in our own legislatures. And another thing is we talk about is that you can't, a lot of times people can recognize it from afar, but they can't recognize it when it's in their own backyard. And we talk about that and how to get mentally past that. You have to get mentally past that, because that's going to happen to you. It is happening to you. That's what we're dealing with right now. It's happening to all of us. And the cognitive dissonance that it's happening in our own backyard is, we got to get past that. Okay, before I get into that, I want to talk to you about Leela Q Quantum Services. They are my favorite frequency company, and they are amazing. They have more peer-reviewed, well-structured studies than anyone else on the planet. They have over 60. They're not afraid for their technology to be tested and challenged. And that's what I love about them, because how many people in this space are actually proving that their tech works? They are. And they have a monthly service that'll help with many different things, including the EMF, so that your blood, they show the blood before and after. Actually, I'll show a picture of it. This is, they have the baseline of before, they have it after it was subjected to EMFs, and then after the Quantum Q service is better than the baseline. This stuff is amazing. And again, they've had many different institutions prove through studies and results that this is true and their stuff works. So you can try it yourself, and they have a 10-day free trial. You should try it. People who are really sensitive can feel it. And those others are, you just start to sense that a better well-being. And at least that's what I've experienced. And they also have some good Christmas ideas with these little pendant things that they have, and some clothing items. So I'll have a link to that as well, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Okay, let's get to my really good conversation with Michelle Melendez. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the program.
Hey, aloha, everyone.
Well, I'm
thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so glad that you came, because, you know, Maui was really on our radar when the fires and everything was going down and people were talking about it, and then they moved on.
Yeah.
And really, the operation that's happening is occurring now, right? They did the takedown then, which we're going to talk about. And then the follow-up is the real operation to what they're trying to do. And that's the important thing that people need to realize here. So before we get into that, can you tell us who you are and this book that you have and what's in it? And then let's dive into some of this.
Oh, excuse me. Mahalo for that. I wrote the book, Great Maui Land Grab, What Caused the Maui Fire and Is Your Home Next? And you can get this at greatmauilandgrabbook.com, greatmauilandgrabbook.com. My family's been on Big Island for 30 years. I got here January 2019. I've been a fitness and wellness expert for 30 years. When COVID happened, I started speaking out. I looked up even the state of Hawaii that in 6 years, more people died of the regular flu than of COVID in 2020, and just started just speaking out. And I even did a live summit at Kahalu'u Park, which is a beach park. And it was 2 weeks after no more than 10 people could congregate, which is against the Constitution. And we had 30 people there. And I live streamed Peggy Hall and Dr. Mary Ruert and talked about COVID for 2 hours. And then when we stood up to do a prayer called a pule, the cops came. Long story short, 15 cop cars, 22 officers. They arrested 5 people. All of them held their ground that they did nothing wrong, because the governor, when he did a mandate is not a law. People need to understand legislation is the only people that can do laws. So they held their ground. There was, and all charges got dropped after 6 months of court BS. And so I've been doing that. We took the Big Island police chief to, we did a complaint against him to the police commissioner, because he stated, he actually wrote a letter to a friend of mine stating that he was having his officers go into stores, educating store owners that people who were medically exempt, which was Exhibit J of the emergency proclamation, again, even though mandates are not laws, but we had this proof that anybody could go in without a mask because they're medically exempt under God. They need to breathe fresh air. 2 months after we took him to the police commissioner, even though the police commissioner said we didn't have enough proof, even though we had a letter from the police chief stating they were doing this and they were not doing this, the police chief ended up retiring. So I've done a lot of activism work. And then when the fire went down, I paused for a moment because a lot of locals, not a lot, but some locals weren't happy with the work I was doing. They thought, you're killing people's grandma or whatever. But with the COVID activism work I was doing. So I just paused for a moment. But when the Hawaii governor went to the UN and started saying, this is about climate change and it's about climate change and all of this happened because of climate change. And I'm like, that is a complete lie. So I started interviewing arborists. I interviewed almost a 50-year arborist. He was a 48-year arborist at the time. I interviewed a 30-year firefighters and fire captain, and we just talked about how the Maui fire was not normal, and that's when my journey started with the Maui fires.
And since then, you've learned a lot, right? It's
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
like an onion, peeling back an onion. You keep learning more. And when it comes home, what I realize is when I'm working with a lot of journal or people in this industry, they can see it from afar, but as soon as it's like right next to them, they can't identify it. They don't believe it. And are you seeing some of that?
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Because what happened was, so during that fire, the electricity was turned off in the morning. There were so many different things. Cell phones were turned off in the morning. They weren't available. And the fire happened, started at 3, then it went again at 6 p.m. It was all the way through Lahaina going mad at through Lahaina. But the people, they're buying the story that it was Helco, which is a Hawaii electric company. We have 911 calls from the police officers to Helco saying, please, turn off, the power to these poles. And they say, oh, it's already turned off. It's already turned off. So the locals are suing Helco right now when that's not who started the fire. And there's actually no official cause of the fire. They have actually, the governor has said numerous times, oh, it's a fire hurricane, a fire hurricane. The hurricane was 600 miles away, moving away from Maui. We have two experts. One is an engineer who was on Maui, who has studied the weather for 15 years. And he said that the winds cannot go past a hurricane more than 50 miles past the hurricane. So there's no way that that was possible. Then Mark Finan of KCRA Channel 3 News was on live television, and he literally stated he really doubts that Hurricane Dora had anything to do with the fire, because again, 600 miles away, moving away, he ends up retiring 3 months later. The legislative body, which is really, this is really weird. The legislative body is not, it has no expertise in investigating the fire or investigating the hurricane, but yet they have put in some of the legislative bills that that Hurricane Dora was one of the reasons for the fire. Why would they do that? They keep, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. But the people, what's sad is that the people in Maui, they have nothing. They have nothing. And still, Lahaina is not being built right now. I went to Lahaina. The whole place is still closed off. I don't know if people know this, but 2 weeks after the fire, actually not even 2 weeks, 8 days after the fire, they put up a $2.3 million dust screen, because they said it's a dust screen to keep the contaminants from going into the water, 12 foot high, 5 miles long around Lahaina. And I asked the fire captain, I said, Captain Matt, is that normal to put a dust screen around, a burn zone? He said, absolutely not. He said, there's only one reason, and that's to hide something. Plus, they had the FAA. They had a no fly zone for 3 months over the burn zone. You couldn't
Wow.
fly over the burn zone. No property owners could go into the burn zone. You could not stop and take pictures. They had these officers in these really strange big SUVs that nobody had seen before. And if you stopped by the burn zone to take a picture, they were on you. They were on you.
They
And
acted
they,
like it was a war zone.
Exactly. And that's actually what one of the homeowners said when she was able, because they put up this screen, it was a couple almost 2 weeks afterwards, but they said it was a burn they said it was a war zone. And it looked like a war zone. Thank you to Eric West, who had drones going over right away the next day, and lots of pictures. He went into the burn zone. That's why a lot of the pictures in the book that I have his pictures, which are just mind-blowing. He was walking through the burn zone, and he saw a very little slip of blue, And he goes over and he grabs this blue paper and he pulls it out. And it's a completely blue ticket, blue, no singe marks, no holes, nothing. He pulls it out of the white ash and it's a paper ticket for a submarine ride.
Well,
And
isn't
so,
that because the lasers didn't hit the blue? Isn't that what they found?
It's the blue color.
Yeah.
So yes, the color blue reflected the blue laser, because there's a U.S. patent for a sapphire laser, and sapphire is blue, and that's the same wavelength and frequency as the color blue. So the blue umbrellas didn't burn. A blue, my friend,
It's
in
all
the book, you
frequency
will.
based. Yep.
It's exactly right. My friend, she who lives in the Lahaina, had her house destroyed, ash. Goes home the next day. Thank God she got into the burn zone. They didn't close it off right away. She sees her stove and her, this is a picture in the book. It's a stove and all of the outside is completely like charred and white ash everywhere. The glass is melted out. The racks inside the stove are warped, but yet inside the stove is a beautiful, bright, shiny blue color. Shiny royal blue color, completely beautiful. It looks like nothing even
Because
happened.
that was the inside of the stove was shiny
Inside of the
blue.
stove.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is quite amazing, isn't it? How powerful frequencies work and lasers work. And that's what they did. They used an advanced weapon system. And if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it's a freaking duck. And this is what it is, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Come on, guys. This is what happened. We got to stop putting our cognitive dissonance on. This is what happened. Now that the thing happened, they used lasers. It was an act of war, essentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then they covered up for it. The question is, who did it and what is it that they want from this? What are you finding?
They want the land. They were trying to buy. See, Lahaina is, if you've never been to Lahaina, it is historical, beautiful Hawaiian town and small, just, yes, very, heartwarming. I could just go on it, but I'll start crying. So, they wanted to buy the property and the property owners weren't selling. And in fact, my chiropractor here on Big Island was going to go and move to Lahaina. And he actually went there and was talking to one of the property owners. And this was in the '90s, I believe. And he said that she said, they want to buy my property. She's like, but I don't want to sell it. And they're asking over market value, of course, these people, because they have the money, but they didn't want to sell. And here's the thing. There's a historic preservation law. And so they couldn't rebuild in Lahaina. They could not destroy it and rebuild it because the historic preservation law. However, the governor, he suspended 20 laws, and you'll see them all in the book, all 20 laws. He suspended 20 laws about 19 or 20 days before the fire.
Wow.
Before the fire. And the first one, historic preservation law. That was the first law he suspended.
Wow.
Because he suspended these laws because homelessness. Homelessness is on the rise, and we have to take care of our children. Nobody was dying from homelessness. Some of the people come here, they actually live homeless. They live on the beach. And so
yeah, they
that's,
like it.
Yeah, it's not, no, you know, no 911 calls because homeless people, no children endangerment because of homelessness. But yet we have him saying, you know, we have to save our children, protecting our children, the whole word protect. And so I'm going to suspend these laws. And here's the thing too, a governor cannot suspend laws. The legislation has basically as treasonous traitors to this country by allowing him to be a dictator. And so, yes, yeah, the whole thing. And then so now what's happening is they've only given 20 building permits after a year, 2,200 homes gone, and only 20 permits have been given out of 365 days. When there was a hurricane in Kauai, the mayor there had people rebuilding homes in 60 days. I mean, she was on it.
Yep.
She was on it. And now,
hello. Yeah.
You guys, if you go to Lahaina right now, it's still blocked off a year later.
So what?
And I, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, so what are they doing? What you have been doing a ton of research trying to figure out what their goal is. Why is this? It's beautiful land, but there is beautiful land elsewhere, right? Is there more of a meaning behind this land?
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below.
Yes, Maui was set to be the first smart city, smart island. 2011 to 2016, Hawaii and Japanese stakeholders, they basically turned, excuse me, I'm forgetting the name right now. It's in the book, but it's EO. Anyway, they want to put it into a smart city. And so they want all this renewable energy, all of these sustainability programs, and that's the reasoning for it. And the thing with Lahaina is people need to understand Lahaina was actually the hub of the Hawaii Islands. It was actually the capital before Oahu. They actually moved it to Oahu, but Lahaina is the heart was the heart of the islands. And so and it was also lush. It had water, natural water flowing through it. They actually turned it into a desert, basically, because they actually allocated the water toward different areas. Well, actually, the hotels and the golf courses is where they moved the water. And there was another thing with the water, because the water was shut off the day of the fire because it was going down to a taro farmer, and they needed permission from this one taro farmer to bring it back to Lahaina during a fire. It's like the whole thing was absolutely ridiculous. The man in charge who did that actually has since retired. Not one person who was part of the Maui Emergency Center, Operations Center, had any reprimand, anything that they did was wrong. They've, two people have retired from that, including Herman Hernandez, because he did not put on the best warning system in the world. He didn't turn it on because he said he was afraid people would run into the fire. So the guy that was going into the fire, finding survivors or deceased, he was asked, "Where are you finding the bodies?" And the man said, "In every bed," because people were asleep at the time when, in the evenings when the fire was happening, there was no warning. And,
It was quick, right? Because of the
it
lasers,
was
they just
fast.
took everybody out. It wasn't like a normal fire. But so what is the deal with the land is beautiful. They a smart city, but they could put smart cities elsewhere. Is there a reason why this is the smart city? I've seen some things that it has more spiritual meaning, Lahaina.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. Lahaina again was the heart of the islands back when the kings were running the show here, way before they moved it to Oahu. And I'm not sure why Maui was chosen, but Maui is it's called Smart Project Maui, and it's just about these renewable energies, which if people haven't done their research on renewable energy, you really should, because it's not only more costly, but it's also more dangerous than people realize and people understand. Like these smart meters. We have these smart meters. We picture these smart meters. They're all melted. They're melted. And these are the same smart meters that Captain Matt found in Paradise and in the Tubbs Fire. So yeah, I'm not really sure why, but Lahaina is a very sacred place for these islands. It was where the seat of the kingdom was, and now it's no longer like that. And it's.
Have you seen legislation and them moving towards the smart city now? Are they? What's going on there?
There's a bill, and that's in the book again. I just want to share it one more time. Great Maui Land Grab. You can get it at greatmauilandgrabbook.com. Bill 3381 was a bill that was being proposed, and it would actually take the entire west coast of Maui, not just Lahaina. Lahaina is this little dot. If you look at a map, it's a little dot, but they're going to take the entire west coast of Maui and give it to take it out of the Maui governance and give it to nine appointed people by the governor first and then elected, but first appointed by the governor. And they were going to they were going to have complete control over this. The complete west coast of Maui. They were going to be able to get funding from anywhere, and federal government, private people, stakeholders. They were going to collaborate with stakeholders. They had in the bill, they had stakeholder written 47 times in this bill, and homeowner written 0 times in this bill. And they were also going to be able to basically control the entire area. Oh, and then they also said in the bill that it's for rebuilding. They didn't say rebuilding Lahaina. They just said rebuilding. So luckily that didn't go through, and it didn't go through not because over 200 people opposed it, and I believe it was 16 supported it. It went through, it passed, even though that was the testimony. These people don't listen to testimony, and it's because they're corporations, not actually a government, and that's a whole other story. But it didn't go through because the next chairwoman of the next committee didn't put it through. So that was the only reason it didn't go through. However, I've been talking with State Representative Ellie Cochran, who grew up in Lahaina, lives still currently in Lahaina, survived the fire. And she said, she said that the legislative body is still moving forward with the things that were in the bill, even though it hadn't passed yet. So I don't have, I haven't looked at that, looked into that deeply, but that is what she's saying.
And it's essentially a smart city. Can you explain to people what it is a smart city is and what they plan on doing with it?
SMART is the acronym. So I looked it up on Wikipedia. There's no actual what SMART means, but a lot of us who have been researching it believes it means surveillance, monitor, and analysis, reporting technology. Wow. So it is about surveilling people. It's about more cameras, more things that control people. Even in Big Island, our general plan here says limit vehicle mobility. So they want to limit people's travel. So this is where the 15-minute cities come into play. It's just about control. It's really about controlling people's lives and monitoring them with really little to no privacy.
Isn't that a crazy? What kind of psychopath desires that?
Exactly. These are, I don't think they're human. I think they're demons of some sort, because I do think this is a spiritual war that people don't understand. And the devil's greatest thing he did was to make people believe he didn't actually exist. But there's evil. There's evil, because when you look at bodies, I'm actually going to be putting another video on my YouTube channel that shows some of this one body that was found where it was bodies burned from the outside in. They turn to ash. These bodies that are found are in complete, you can see a body and it's hollow from the inside. We even have a frog, a toad that my friend found in the Lahaina burn zone that is in mid-jump. It's in mid-jump, but it's hollow. All of the liquid was burned out of it, but it's completely intact. And the arborist said, this is the reason for that is because the chemistry of the fire doesn't recognize the organic material. There's a body that I'm going to post on my YouTube channel, and my YouTube is Blossom Inner Wellness, and it's half charred. It's half of it looks regular, like a human body, and the other half is completely black, charred. And he's laying, and his hand is stuck. It's like petrified. His hand is stuck off of the ground.
So what did he say that your scientist friends say is the reason that happens?
Because the chemistry of the fire, because I asked too, I said, how does a fire, you know, bring a house to dust and melt a car, but doesn't burn the trees? You know, we had palm fronds that weren't burned. And he said, it's because the chemistry, it's a different chemistry, and the actual chemistry doesn't recognize the organic material.
Yeah,
so it doesn't burn.
But half a body, half. Your other half is the same as you. I mean, why would there be a distinction?
I don't know.
It's on a, I don't know on that one.
Not on that one, but when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. And my only guess is that maybe somehow one side of him was touching something metal, because if anything was near metal, if a tree was near metal, it was more burned, and it was burning from the inside because the water content inside the tree. Yeah. So that's my only guess. It's like,
Somehow the laser hit him or something.
Exactly. That could have been it too. Yes. Because it's literally almost directly down the center of his body.
Yeah, because I can't think of a reason that would happen, because the chemistry doesn't change across your body.
That's really weird.
Wow. Okay, so what else are you, what are you doing right now? Because I know you wrote the book. What kind of feedback are you getting? I mean, people probably don't.
Amazing. Amazing feedback. People, because the book's not just about what happened in Maui, but it's also about why is this happening? The corporations, people think this is the United States of America country. It's not. It's the United States corporation, and it has been since the Civil War. So I explain this in the book, because in the Civil War, what happened, the foreign bankers were funding both the North and South side of the war. And then after the war, the country was bankrupt. So what they did was they put the country up as collateral to these bankers and gave the United States of America to the bankers. And that's why all of our agencies are corporatized. All of them have a Duns & Bradstreet number, and all of them are for profit. And people don't understand that, including they've actually turned us into what's called a merchant class. It's called under the merchant law, which our birth certificates put us under, which basically means that we also are collateralized. This is why everybody has to pay taxes when you should not have to pay income taxes. You should not have to pay property taxes, but all the property is collateralized to the banking system. And that's all in the book. Also, what is happening with what we are doing. So there is remedy. There is remedy, and I'm really, really excited about that. Our next remedy is called the Notice of Liability that I'm learning under In Power Movement. Highly recommend people go to inpowermovement.org. If you want to save this country, you will learn how at inpowermovement.org. He, Cal Washington, you should definitely have him on your show. He has been studying law merchant for a long time. He's gone into the court system. He was already in court, a court system issue, and he started using some of this law merchant techniques that he was learning about. And these are ancient. This is an ancient law. Back in the 1600s, it said that law merchant was ancient. This goes back to Jesus' time, you guys, where it's crazy how these bankers way back then it's all coming forward. Mm-hmm. It's still here. So we do have remedy. We do have power. We just have to understand what it is. You know, when you sign something, when you have a bill and you sign it, you know, you get the voucher and you sign it, your signature is actually money. People don't understand this. And this is what I'm learning inpowermovement.org. But your signature is actually money. And the banking industry, the banking elites, they know this. This is how come they have hundreds of trillions of dollars, because they understand law merchant, and they understand that their signature is actually money. And so you're going to be learning a lot about that in the book as well.
Interesting. Okay. Again, where can people get hold of the book?
So the book is Great Maui Land Grab, What Caused the Maui Fire and Is Your Home Next? And you can get it at greatmauilandgrabbook.com, greatmauilandgrabbook.com. Mahalo so much.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thanks for joining the program.
Mahalo for having me, Sarah. And I just want to acknowledge you, because I know you've been on a journey yourself. When you're a truther and you're a light worker, you're going to get bombarded by so many different places. And I know it's frustrating sometimes, but you got this, sister. And the infinite creator, you came forth to do this work. It is not a mistake that you're here. And we are so grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.